Welcome to the Be Encouraged podcast. I'm your host, Jackie Brindle. First, I want to thank you for listening in and know that you mean so much to me. I am a wife, mom of three, teacher, writer, and by nature, an encourager. I'm here juggling life and all that goes with it. That's why I want to spread a little faith and encouragement on your good and maybe not so good days to lift you up and onward. I'll be here reminding you that with God, nothing is impossible. And as you take your next step in your journey, I am filled with excitement because wherever you are, you will be encouraged. Hello, and welcome back to the Be Encouraged podcast. I'm your host, Jackie Brindle, and you're listening to episode 110. This is a very special episode because Angela Walter is our guest speaker today. If you love being seen, heard, and loved, then that's precisely what she weaves into her hopeful message as we dive into her powerful story. As a communicator in her work life as a dentist, serving the kids ministry at Mosaic Church, and leading women in multifaceted ways like being the host of the Crown Conversations through Pendel Women Ministries, I am telling you, Angela will check all the boxes for you that will encourage you today. She is passionate about hearing other people's stories and sharing her own because she's a firm believer that our testimonies lead to more people being breaking free of counterfeits of the world and lies we believed for so long. Angela infuses her enthusiasm and love for Christ to the table, and I can't wait for you all to listen. But first, here are some questions that are to challenge you today as you listen in, or maybe you come back to this after the conversation. But number one, how can you polish the crowns of others? And you'll get this a little bit more as you listen in. Two, what part of this message was your takeaway that restored your own crown to be all nice and shiny? Number three, where else can you have more crowned conversations and listen to more of them? Okay, those are your questions and homework for today. Now, I encourage you all to lean in with your whole heart, even if faith isn't a big thing, or maybe it is. Today, I encourage you to jump into the pool of encouragement and let it wash over you like something new and exciting is about to happen. God wants good for your lives, and I hope this message reminds you of that. Your story is special, and ultimately, God knows. He knows your heart, where you're going, where you're heading, what you're dealing with right now, what you're longing for, what you're hoping for, what you're praying for, what your heart's desires are. He hears you. So I can't wait for this to encourage you. Grab a cup of coffee, get on your walk or run, and wherever you are today, be encouraged. Let's go. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Be Encouraged podcast. I'm your host, Jackie Brindle, and I have a very special guest with me today, Angela Walter. And you guys are going to just be so giddy happy by the end of this, because that's how she makes me feel. Just to have this, I just have love having encouraging conversations with her. Just welcome to the show, Angela. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you so much, Jackie. I am so excited to be here with you. And I couldn't be more excited to just share what God has done in my life, because he just keeps touching every part of it. So I'm excited to go there with you today.
Oh my goodness. Yes, I'm excited to do more and for you to share more. So let's just kind of backpedal, paint the big picture about like who you are, where you're from, and all that good stuff.
Yeah. So there's so many parts to my life, but let's just start way back in the beginning. I was born and raised in Pennsylvania, Sinking Spring area growing up. And I'm the youngest baby of two older sisters. And so growing up, I've always had a love and a passion for people, Jackie. I can just say that, you know, my mom jokes to this day that, you know, I was friends with everybody, from everybody who loved science to everybody who loved sports. And I just knew everybody and loved everybody. And that was something that God definitely gave me the gift of gab. I can talk. My voice kind of projects anywhere I go. And when I was younger, I was like a little bit timid by that. But you know what? I just realized God put that gift inside of me. And my name actually means, I learned from another Angela, mouthpiece of God. And so I was like, you know what, Lord, all things are on purpose. All things are detailed. And so at a young age, I saw that. Growing up, I actually really wanted to be a lawyer. I just found this passion to like want to advocate for people and want to stand up for them and want to tell their stories. But that changed as I got older. Our family went on a mission trip to Romania. And at 15 years old, I saw this huge need for dental care. And I remember, Jackie, there was this one particular night where this man was in so much severe pain from a toothache, and he just ended up, he didn't have an option. You know, doctors were very hard to get to. So dentists were just not even heard of in this area. And so he just ended up getting drunk, you know, taking enough alcohol to take out his own tooth with pliers. And I remember as like a 15-year-old girl, I had so much compassion on this, and it just broke my heart. And I just remember feeling like in that moment, I was like, God, I never want to be not equipped to take care of that need. And that set me on a trajectory to want to figure out, okay, well then how do I do it? And so God really birthed in me a passion for dentistry. And so I am a general dentist. I graduated in 2020 during the pandemic from Temple Dental School, through so many doors that God just continued to open up for me. And really, Jackie, that all goes back to, again, taking care of loving people, making them feel loved and seen. And I get to do that on this side in the dental chair. Through that, I was also at Albright College getting my bachelor's degree. So to go to dental school, of course, you need a bachelor's of science. So I did that. But at the same time, Jackie, I knew that God put inside of me a desire for communications because I love speaking to people and I love talking to them and hearing their stories. And so at the time, it kind of didn't quite make sense why I would go for communications when I was going into dental school. Not many dentists are good writers. They'll tell you that. I was editing most of their papers, but I knew that God put inside of me something for communication, something for talking and speaking. And so I was like, hey, I went to a smaller school. And so God really orchestrated those steps that I was able to dual major with communications and journalism. And so I was like, okay, Lord, I know that I love this. I know that I'm passionate about it. So let me just do it. And I had no idea what would be on the other side of that, Jackie, which would be a door that God would open for me where really that whole communications journalism background would come back into play after I went to dental school and graduated as a dentist. And so here we are on the other side of that. So I am a general dentist in my area, which is so neat because I am in the area. I was born and raised, so I get to treat all of my local community. I get to treat, you know, my teachers growing up and my guidance counselor and, you know, people that got to see me grow up, now they're my patients, which is just the neatest cycle of God bringing back that whole circle.
Oh my gosh, so yeah.
That's a little snapshot of just where God has brought me to thus far.
I love it. You know, I think I see a common thread is that you're just so obedient to like listening to what God shows you and that vision. I think that takes a sense of like self-awareness. Like, I mean, just even at a young age at 15 to go, ooh, that was you, God, placing that in my heart. You know, I think, I don't know, I just love that part of your story and each part, and it, you just have so much meaning in everything that you do, from your name to, you know, how you communicate your message to other people and how you refine people's messages, even if it's a dental paper or whatever it is. I think that's such a unique gift that you have and the passion to encourage others. And, you know, more specifically, you know, I know you've been working on this project called Crown Conversation, so I think we're going to be getting there. But would you just kind of peel back the layers of how you got to that point in your ministry and kind of the heartbeat behind it when you get there?
Yeah, absolutely. So this was one of those moments again where God just touched down and broke my heart for something. I was actually at a Dream Team retreat weekend. So I'm the communication specialist for the Pendel women on their team. And we were away at a weekend doing a lot of the business stuff. You know, during the day, we work through a lot of the organization to put on the conferences and all these amazing things to reach women, right? And so it was at the end of one of these longer days that it was just me and some of the women on the Dream Team, right? Like some girls we were talking about before this message, Bethany Marshall and Corinne Thorpe and all these amazing godly women. And we were just sitting around this table and we were just sharing testimony. Like we were working together all day, but then just to come together and hear the hearts and the stories behind these women that are just serving and putting their weekends, like burning the midnight oil. And it was like, wow, like God touched you in this way. God touched your family in this way. Like, this is why you're here right now. And we were just inspired. We were teary-eyed. We were laughing. We were, you know, heartbroken for each other. We were praising God together for each other. And I just let those conversations, even though, again, we're all working full-time jobs, you know, we're either pastors, wives, we're serving at our churches, we're doing all the things during the week. But yet, why do we come out on the weekend and do more for the kingdom of God. And it's like, because God gave us a story, and because God touched us, and because God is inspiring us through the Holy Spirit to do our works. And so here we are, and we have this same kind of Holy Spirit twinkle in our eye. You know, you look at this sister in Christ and you just see, man, she's doing it too. She's running her race. And our races look different, and praise God that they do, but she is running her race so well. And we can see that fire in each other's eye. And what does it do, Jackie? It makes us want to run our race harder. And even though we're physically, you know, we could have been exhausted that weekend, we let those conversations feeling more inspired, more free, more prepared to run the race that God had for us. And in that moment, I felt like, man, God, I wish I could just bottle this up and package it and bring it to other women, to other people, because, you know, Revelation 12:11 tells us that the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, right, sets us free. And so it's through the word of each other's testimony that builds each other up to set each other free, because all of a sudden you're taking the air out of the balloon of the enemy to say that we don't have to stay like this, because if somebody else was broken free, then we can be too. And so in that moment, I love it when God is so graceful and he tells us, you know, I was kind of challenging God to say, like, man, how do we do this? And then he challenged me right back to say, well, then do it. Like, you do it. Why can't you do it? And out of that moment, I was like, okay, like, then how do I do this? And it was about a year from that night, Jackie, where Crown Conversations was actually birthed and the first episode came out, to say that through the Pendel Women Dream Team, I was able to have amazing connections with incredible women with amazing testimonies, to be able to have a set at the Pendel Women Network office in Camp Hill. So we go there on Fridays with some of the dream team, and then our guest interview to film. And God kind of gave me the dream in my heart to talk about James 12:11 of getting that crown of life, to say when you remain steadfast in the faith and when you love God, we'll get that crown of life. And that's not just when we get to heaven one day, but we wake up every single day, Jackie, and we get to decide, will I take the crown of this world, the crown of counterfeits, essentially, right? He's saying, will I accept this crown of counterfeits, because the world is full of it. The enemy loves to dangle all these things in front of us. Or will I wake up every day remaining steadfast and faithful and love God? Will I accept this crown of life that I have as a co-heir of Christ, as a daughter of the King? You know, embedded in his lineage, in his bloodline, I am royalty. Will I accept that crown? And I would beg to say, Jackie, that I really don't think that I can accept that crown every day unless I have sisters and brothers in the faith beside me running with me, because that is where we gain our strength. Like, I can point to moments in my life where I'm like, I was only able to do that because I had sisters praying for me or speaking words over my life or speaking into me when I didn't feel it. And so that was the dream that God put in my heart. And then he, you know, birthed it through me saying yes, right? Like what you said, just being like, okay, God, if you told me to do this, I'm just going to take obedient steps. And through the leadership of Liz Dufresne, you know, and the support of the dream team, I was able to birth Crown Conversations. And now, you know, we just filmed, actually this past Friday, we filmed another two episodes, which with amazing women, amazing testimonies about healing, forgiveness, breakthrough, what happens after assault and sexual assault, what does that look like in the healing journey? So these really big topics of saying, how do we talk about this? And how does it charge us forward in the faith?
Oh my gosh, this is like right up my alley. Yes. How does it charge us forward in faith? And it takes a little bit of boldness, really, to kind of say, okay, we're going to talk about this topic, because, or this topic or whatever it might be. Like, I know you've had Toni McFadden on, and she's a good friend of mine. And I mean, that's a tough subject that she's, you know, that she talks about, but with such grace and humility and humbleness. And like you said, like just a sisterhood, right? So that just moves you onward. And I just love that you mentioned that. I think, we all need a piece of that, you know, breath of life, you know, on us. Like, we all have these crowns that we need polished too. I know Bethany Marshall is, we've talked about that before, our friends, and You know, it just God knows what we need and how we need it and when we need it. And he's so good to orchestrate it. So, and I love that every day we can choose, like you had mentioned something so good, because we were just talking about idols on another episode. And like every day we have this, like we can choose in one hand or the other, we can take the crown of life, but yet, yes, it might get tarnished in things, but just keep on pressing on, put on that crown of life. Like, even if something's taking too long, or you wake up tired, or you wake up in pain, or you wake up, things just don't seem to be going right. And there's, you know, I also think strife can keep us away from looking at the crown of God. And I think, the more crown conversations that we have stir up us to realize the strife doesn't matter. What we need is that relationship, you know?
Oh, absolutely. And it reminds you what you're always going back to. Because it's not about what we're saying no to. Like, that's what the enemy wants you to think, is like what you're giving up, what you're saying no to. But really, it's about what we're fighting for and what we're saying yes to, which when you think about it, it's crazy, Jackie. When you think about the contrast of like the crown of thorns that Jesus already took for us. Mm-hmm. And when you picture the most beautiful, bedazzled, jeweled, sparkling, diamond-filled crown, the contrast is so great that the choice seems absolutely obvious which crown you choose. And yet the enemy is crafty, but he's repetitive because he's not a creator. He's a copycat, and God is our creator. And he just tries to take the things that God has made and copycat them and make them look good and make them look. And so in the world, it can get fuzzy, but when we stay close to the one that has the crown of life for us, that's when it becomes easier and easier to choose every day the crown of life. And it gets a lot easier to recognize the counterfeit and recognize the copycat. And every time I have chosen the crown of life, Jackie, there is just so much, like you said, giddiness, joy, reward, life. I mean, it's just, you know, it's incomparable when you have the real thing, when you have the real love of Jesus. Nothing compares to that. When you taste it, you don't want anything else. You don't want anything else.
Wow, that's so good. And to speak boldly about that to people and to take that position with humility. Because like I said, these are beautiful stories that you share with people. And, you know, it is worth mentioning. These stories are worth mentioning because you might really relate. You guys, if you listen, you might relate to, you know, Tony McFadden's story about her post-abortion. Or you might relate to somebody who's been through addiction, or you said abuse. Like, I mean, these are tough subjects that we don't want to talk about. Like, what? I'm not perfect. What? I'm not Instagram real highlight right now. You know, no, but like, I think what's more beautiful is that when you lay it all out, you become vulnerable, not for a show, but because you want a connection with somebody, a connection that will help you see the connection you have with God.
That's right.
I think that's what it's about, you know, sharing your stories. Like you said, the testimony is so powerful.
Yeah, absolutely.
How has that helped you in your life as people have shared these testimonies, or you've shared your own? You know, what in particular is amazing about it?
Oh my gosh. Well, that's what I've loved so much about this, Jackie, is it was an obedient yes to God to say, yes, I want to package this and bottle it and to bring it to other people. But really, it is such a gift that I get to be in the presence of so many strong women of God to say that I get to unearth. It's like unearthing treasure. It's like when I was first, you know, on my journalism track at Albright, I remember loving interviewing people and loving getting their stories, because often they wouldn't know how to translate their story or the mode of transportation to get it to people. And so I would get to extract from them this wealth that was already inside of them. But unless somebody's asking them the questions, that story becomes a memory to them or to their just close-knitted family and friends. And these stories are so powerful that I believe they deserve a platform. And I believe that these are just ordinary people, right? But we are all ordinary people saved by grace, marked by God, inherited into a bloodline that is royal. And so what's amazing is you said humility, and that's exactly right. These speakers are so humble because everything that they say points back to Jesus. Everything that they do and say, they're talking about, and our at our church, our mission statement is broken pieces made beautiful. You know, we were founded on that. And so it's like taking this really messy, broken, where it just looks like broken glass, and yet God takes it and puts it together and makes it this incredibly gorgeous story. And only he can make something that ugly and that messy beautiful, because he touches it with his healing and his power and his grace and his love. And so I get to be the vehicle. I get to extract this treasure, and I get to help these women share their stories. And my goal is to always have it reach more people, men and women, because that is what sets people free. And also, Jackie, it does take a huge level of courage, because what is that? It's doing it afraid anyway. You know, I mean, you have people on and it's like, yeah, it's uncomfortable. Maybe it's outside of their comfort zone, but I will tell you that anything I've ever done that was worth anything was always outside my comfort zone because every step I've taken where I'm like, God, really, that's not, you know, that's outside. But I realize that's at the end of Angela, and that's where God really takes over. And that's when he gets all the glory, because then everything I do does point back to him. I can't say, oh, it was because I was great at this. Oh, it was because my qualifications, it was because of my education. No, it's saying, actually, I am uncomfortable. Actually, I am terrified. Actually, this does make me feel, you know, like nervous and anxious. Okay, God, but if you're calling me to do it, then I'm going to trust your Holy Spirit's going to take over, and we're going to do this together. And that is what's so powerful about these women, because they're so humble, they're so courageous to just come on. And I just had my last speaker. She said when that happened to her, and she was, you know, sexually assaulted. And she said, when that happened to her, she said, if I will not keep this as a memory, that's silly. She said, but I told God I will share it and say yes any chance that I get. And she said, it's like when she does, a chain is broken. And so in the same breath, Jackie, it's so neat to see that I get to be a part of someone's healing journey, because it's also an opportunity for them to heal, to hear their own story back. I've had people tell me that when they read their stories or hear their stories, they say that's the first time their family has really gotten to heal, because they get to hear it in retrospect, or they get to really come around it and say, wow, this is what God has done. And so it's just, I'm so honored and privileged that I just get to be a part of what God is doing in these people's lives and in their stories.
So good. I just keep going back to this one line you just said. It's just so powerful. It's when Angela comes to the end of Angela and meets God, and he takes it that rest of the way. I just think, you know, so many times in my own life, you know, where's Jackie come to the end of Jackie? And then God has taken it the rest of the way. Yeah. You know, and where exactly, you know, I'm sure you have something in your mind that you could pinpoint, but where in your life have you come to the end of Angela and you've said yes? Now, I know you've talked about crayon conversations, but I mean, does it stir something inside of you that, you know, I feel like anytime I'm doing something, it's because I know it has deeper meaning for me. Like, it really gets me. So I'm going to ask you some hard questions now. I get to be the interviewer. And like, where are those chains that have been broken for you, Angela?
I love that. No, that's a great question, Jackie. I will go back to really in my undergrad days. And as I was preparing to go to dental school, there was so much pressure. I mean, the competition was crazy to get into school. I mean, out of like 5,000 applicants, you know, there's a class of like 140 chosen, and the odds are definitely not in your favor. And I'm definitely a little type A and a perfectionist. And in my undergrad, I always loved the Lord, Jackie. I was raised with amazing parents. I loved the Lord at a young age, but I really got caught up in the counterfeits. The enemy was offering me these counterfeits, and I started taking them because I started striving. And as soon as I started a striving mentality, it all became on my shoulders. It was, you know, how much more can I do? Am I doing enough? Well, if I'm doing okay at school, then I'm failing my family. But if I'm doing okay with my family, now I'm failing here. And it was all this pressure all of the time. And it came to a place where it was so much perfectionism that the weight was crushing. But at the same time, the enemy, right, he wants to steal your purpose. He sees, and we threaten him, right? As Christians, as believers, we threaten him. And so at the time, he knew I was vulnerable. I was weak physically, emotionally. I had just gotten betrayed and left by a lot of people close to me. A lot of family had left as I graduated from my high school into my undergrad. I was at this very vulnerable place. And you know, the enemy dangled a carrot of affection, of love, a counterfeit, right? And so I got caught up in this relationship. It was my first kind of taste of a relationship. And I knew from the very beginning, Jackie, it was not for me. but compromise is very small. And so in that, you know, I was striving, I was working so hard every day. I was burning the candle. Oh my gosh, at so many ends. I was exhausted physically, emotionally, mentally. And when does the enemy attack, right? When you're isolated, when you're tired, and I was trying to do it all on me, right? I was taking the crown of thorns, Jackie, and I didn't know I was bleeding, but that's what I was. But the enemy was just dancing it up to look like this great thing that I was trying to hold on to, but I was bleeding. So I was actually in a young adult Bible study at the time at my church, and my pastor at the time, his wife was leading it. And this is a shout out for those two that believe that small beginnings are not worth something, because everything starts with a small beginning. And the woman that led this Bible study, she was so faithful, Jackie, and she could have looked at us and said, man, why didn't more people come? You know, it was me, my sister, and two other guys, and that was it. And we were in her back office, and it was this small young adult Bible study. And she looked at that though, Jackie, and every single Sunday she poured into us, and she had a heart for young people, and she just spoke God's life over us. And at the time I looked like I had it all together, but I was really bleeding. And she just would speak life. And every Sunday that was like nourishment to my soul. And I'd go back to school and I would work and I would strive and I would strive. And then I'd come back to Sunday and I knew my spirit was off. I just knew the Holy Spirit was inside of me, Jackie. And thank God that the Holy Spirit is like our seared conscious, right? And he speaks to us, and he's such a gentleman because he woos us, right? He doesn't want robots, but he'll woo us. And God was wooing me. And I remember something I'll never forget that she told me, and this was pivotal, because remember, I was striving. And by the end of the day, Jackie, I just had so much anxiety, because I was like, at the end of all this, is it enough? Like, will I still get in? And what if I don't get in? What does that look like? Because I'm working so hard and I know this is what God has for me. And I remember her saying, if at the end of the day, all you do is know God more and you love him better, then it was a successful day. And I remember that was like, just broke chains off of me, because it stripped.
So good.
It stripped, Jackie, for me, all of the castle, the fake castle of sand that the enemy built around me. Because I was chasing and chasing and chafing. And in that minute, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and was like, Angela, you have built a measuring stick that I never asked you to measure yourself on. Mm. Like, you are measuring yourself to something I never asked you to, and I never measure you by this. And you're exhausted from that. And from there on, Jackie, my whole mindset shifted, because I thought, God, if I fail a test today, if I don't get done what I need to, that I think checks my boxes, if I don't get to spend enough time with my family by the end of today, whatever Angela thought should have comprised a successful day, if I know you, God, more, and if I love you better by the end of today, I can lay my head down on that pillow and go to bed peacefully, knowing that I did what I needed to do. And that set me free in so many ways, Jackie, because that was able to give me a whole different vantage point of what my day looked like, because my focus, my eyes came off of all the clutter, all the crown of thorns that the enemy tried to get me tangled up in. And I just kept chasing after him and chasing after him and sitting with Jesus, knowing that was my anchor point. And then I was able to find the strength to get out of that relationship and go on to do all the things, you know, that we talked a little bit about earlier, to go on to dental school and to join the dream team and to be to church plant with my family 5 years ago, you know, and to lead kids and to lead teens and to lead women's now and to speak at conferences and to do the things that the enemy projected, right? And he tried to get me in a vulnerable spot. But it all came back to that simple. And, you know, the world is so, so noisy and so busy. But when we strip it down, Jackie, that's it, to know him more and to love him better by the end of the day. And I'll still go back to that. And that's the anchor for my soul.
Wow, that's beautiful. Oh my goodness. I think I just want to sit with that and unpack so much of that, because I just feel like there's so many times in your life that you really just responded. Not, I'm sure it took all, you mustered up all the energy to say, here's my hand, Lord. you have it. Like, I think, and I think you're right. Like, you're not alone on that. I think what's relatable is that we can all get caught up on the picture we paint for ourselves and the narratives we tell ourselves, like, you know, that, oh, okay, if you don't get these things done, then what was your day like? What did you accomplish? What did you do? Like, these things are supposed to define you. You didn't get your workout in. You didn't go for your run. You wanted to do that earlier today. Well, there is that window. It's gone.
Exactly.
You know, I just think the Lord, he wants us to keep, I love that you said, just keep chasing him. Listen, you didn't get everything checked today. Okay. Keep chasing him. That's right. Because those two things you just mentioned, that's the two boxes you need to check every day.
That's exactly
I think that's just really good. I think it's a good reminder.
That's exactly right. And really, and in dental school too, he broke another layer of that because I was so regimented with my schedule. Jackie, I love to run. And I was like, okay, if I don't get my run in, then something was off with today, you know? And God really had to kind of purify my heart in that way, because I realized in dental school, I was like, Lord, there is so much I need to do by the end of the day. If I don't control all of it, I'm not going to get it all done. And he was like, Angela, like, my schedule, not yours. My schedule. And Jackie, that changed everything for me in dental school, because I realized I was really missing the most important parts of my day by missing the relationships, the conversations with colleagues, the conversations with faculty, where God was asking me to be him to them. And I was missing it because I was so focused on me. And I was so focused on me getting them what I needed to do. And I thought, God, you will come through for me on what I need on this exam, because you care more about this person. And I just got to trust you and be obedient for you in this moment. And if this takes an extra 20 minutes because this person needs lifted up and needs to know Jesus' love and they just need somebody to talk to, then I need to be listening to your Holy Spirit and not just what I want to control. And again, that went back to changing how I lived in the present, because I was able to see the present in front of me instead of bringing the future anxieties into my moment, because God wasn't in the future. He was with me now in the present. And so he would take care of what was ahead of me, but he was asking me to do what was right in front of me. And so that really, I feel like throughout my whole dental school, he broke that chain on me of living that I could finally live in the present, that I could say, my eyes are here, my feet are planted here. God is in this moment. So what does he want from me in this space with these people? Because I don't want to walk past someone with them thinking I didn't see them and love them and hear them and know them, because I was caught up in what I had to do that day.
Oh gosh, that's so good. What a word, Angela. Like, what a word. I love that. It's, you know, it reminds me too, like, two things. One, you know, God only gives grace for today. And there's a reason for that. It is like, he's like, live in the present, live with me in one day at a time, one chunk at a time. And sometimes I literally have to take it, you know, I'm a teacher. So I'm like, okay, just focus on your math lesson. And then you can work on the ELA lesson during your special, like whatever. But I think that's how God wants us to see it. Like, let's walk with me to this point of the day. Like, as a runner, you know, like, you don't want to just take a look at the big hill at once. I think as a runner, I know, like, okay, go to that stop sign. Okay, then push your way up to this point. But like, focus in the present of what your body's doing, what you're doing. It's just a good reminder all around, like, just to live and come and see what he has for you in that moment. It reminds me so much of John 1:43-48, where Philip tells Nathanael to come and see, and see that Jesus of Nazareth, the Messiah, for yourself. Like, I think that's just it. Like, come and see him for yourself. You know, God will lead you. Come and rest in his word, rest in his presence. If you're listening today, I know that's something I took away from you, Angela, is just, you know, you said you spent time with Jesus, just resting in his word, like, come and see it for yourself. Like, you know, I think sometimes I know I want it spoon fed, you know, like, these conversations, they are great. They are so worthy, but guess what? You can have your own crown conversation with the one who wears the crown, the one who is the King of Kings and the Prince of Peace. And I think that if anything, like, have that conversation today. I think it might change your life too.
That's right. Absolutely. And that's what I always go back to, Jackie. My two favorite verses is Ephesians 3:20, that it talks about God doing immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine according to his power that is at work within us. And it starts before that about understanding his love for us. understanding his love that is so deep and so high and so wide and so long, and we can't even fully comprehend it. But Jackie, if you sat with the Lord, you know there are these moments that it feels like heaven kisses earth just for you, you know, and nobody can do that for you. It's between you and the Lord, and that time that you sit with him, sitting at the feet of Jesus. It's like, if you know somebody that sits at the feet of Jesus, you can just smell it all over them. It's like this aroma, this fragrance of the Lord. And for those that are non-believers, it's this joy they can't quite put their finger on, right? It's like this thing that doesn't quite make sense, and it's supernatural, but it's because when we sit with him, we become more like him. And my other favorite verse is Psalm 37:4 that talks about delighting yourself in the Lord. See, we hear that he'll give you the desires of your heart, but sometimes we forget the first part, to delight yourself in the Lord. And I love that, Jackie, because I think our world paints such a disservice to what Christianity is about saying no to things, but really they miss the part about God doesn't want you to change. He wants your heart, and then he does the changing for you, right? And so when we accept Jesus into our hearts, he takes all of us. And when I kept giving him things, Jackie, and when I was sitting with him, my desires became his, because my heart broke for what his heart broke for. My heart yearned for what his heart yearned for. And God will never love the things that undoes his children. So yes, he hates sin. Yes, he hates the things that will hurt us and make us bleed. Yes, he hated me being in that toxic relationship. He didn't want me unhappy. He wanted me happy. And in the time, if my short-sightedness would have saw that and been like, oh, I want to hold on to this little romantic fling, I could have been like, God wants to take it from me. No, God wants to give me life. God wants to give me a godly husband. God wants to give me a relationship that's going to make me better and propel me towards the faith. And so when I sat with him, though, that's when my heart beated like Jesus's. And then my desires were linked with his. And then it's like this overflowing, Jackie, because now when I look at the things he's given me, I'm like, God, you are so good. You are such a gift giver. But he never wants us to pursue the gifts over him, the gift giver. And so when we sit with him, he will always give you the desires of your heart, Jackie, that truly are immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine according to his riches. And so he's such a good, faithful father in that way. And Jesus is just the best husband we could ever want or imagine. He truly is the lover of our soul. And he just truly has shown me so many parts of me that I didn't even know were in me, but thankfully he created me. And as I sat with him, he revealed that to me. Because what's so funny too, Jackie, is so many things that I told God I would never do, those are the exact things he ended up putting in my path that I was like, okay, Lord, all right, that means you got to take over here. And then in hindsight, I end up loving it, because I'm so glad that he knows me better than I know myself, because I would have shut the door on so many things that really would have fulfilled me and brought me life.
Wow. He has a good way of like sweetly humbling us. He's like, no, I actually know what's better. Don't have that ice cream, you know, at this time of night, your belly's going to hurt, you know, but you're like, why not now? And the Lord's like, no, I have something better. You know, I just think, and that's just a good picture though, of really how much he loves us. Like you painted a picture of how personal he can be, Angela. So if you're listening today, he really is personal. You might think, yeah, I'm too far away from God. You don't even know the things I've done. Listen, I bet if you listen to these Crown Conversations, these girls probably thought the same thing. I know I've been there, done that, thought that. I mean, there's nothing, no thought that you can hide from God. He knows it all. He's so personal. He knows you. I mean, goodness, he put all those fingerprints on you. Like he knows that, and there's nothing else like you. And I just think, like, you know, even I was reading, you know, 1 Kings, 2 Kings, and I know I've talked about this. So if you're hanging with me, I know, hang with me. I've talked about 1 Kings and 2 Kings, but what stuck out to me, one of those points that from Tony Merida, he wrote a commentary about it. And the lineage of Christ, I mean, it goes way back, how much God put so much thought into the redemption story that you are meant to have. How he wanted to see, like you said, those broken pieces earlier, how he wanted to see them all put back together, whole and healed and restored. And he wanted to paint a story that only God could have done in Angela's life. I mean, it's just so beautiful. And listening to yours, and I'm sure everyone else, you know, that we listen to those Crown Conversations, it's just nobody else could have made it and created that but the Creator. And I think that's just the same as Jesus. When you see the lineage of how, like, okay, this person had to marry that person, and that person had to, okay, we had to tough out this one with this king because, well, oh, well, you know, he was terrible, but whatever, we'll keep him because he's got the lineage. He actually finally turned his heart to Christ or heart to God, and like all these things, like the Lord still had a plan and remained the same through it all. Just like, you know, you mentioned, like, sometimes like the temperature of the day, you know, it might seem really hot, really cold, but God, he's so good. He's like right there. He's your shade. He's your shelter. What does the Psalm say? Psalm 91, that we dwell in the shelter of the Almighty. And I think when you start to come and see that for yourself and listen to more Crown Conversations, have more Crown Conversations, you're going to see, I don't know, that light that, I mean, your crown's going to be so bright. You're going to be shining all through the grocery store.
Right. That's right. Good. Amen. That's exactly right, Jackie. And that's what it truly is all about, to charge others to run that race, to keep choosing the crown of life every single day. Because the thing is when we accept Jesus into our hearts, it's just the beginning of the sanctification process. Like, that just starts. And we just get to go on this beautiful journey with Jesus, and we get shinier and shinier until we meet Jesus in heaven one day. But I never want to stop and stay. You know, the Bible says that he will spit lukewarm out of his mouth. And I think as a generation in today's day and age, we have got to rise up to say, this is what is true, and speak it in love, but I will not compromise what is true, because it is a he. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And to just help each other do that, it comes down to sharing testimonies. And that is what I'm so passionate about doing through Crowned. And so I was just truly privileged by God to just have him open that door again, Jackie, to say, back when I was getting my communications degree, could I have ever imagined that God would have taken me to a place where I got to do this now for his glory? No, but I just said yes to equipping myself in a passion I knew he placed in my heart. And so that's to charge people to listening, to say, man, if God placed a passion or a gift in your heart and you're not sure how it's all going to work out, great. I never know how things are going to fully work out. Thankfully, that's not in my pay grade. God knows that, but I can say the small yes that's in front of me and then watch what God does with that yes.
No, I love that. Saying yes to the things that you can in control, that's in your wheelhouse right now, and the Lord will take care of the rest. And I think that goes back to your striving. Like, what a great lesson for all of us to be reminded of. Like, thank you for shining at my crown a little bit, because I think, you know, the striving can get hard and it can make you feel bitter and it can make you more stressed. And when you start feeling the stress, you're not yourself, you know, and everyone else around you feels it. So just, I think that's just a breath of fresh air. It's just, remember, the striving, just stop. I'm going to be a good friend right now and tell you, stop striving. Just stop.
Amen.
It.
Amen. Just stop it.
Stop it. Yeah, come on. It's fine. God's got it.
Just stop it and go sit with Jesus. That's what we all need to do, is just sit with Jesus. There is no striving at the foot of the cross.
No. Listen, and just pray about it. You know, the Lord will lead you through it. What you're worrying about today, what you're wearing on your shoulders. I mean, God is so, he's so much greater than all of that. He is so much greater than your tomorrow, what's in it, what you're dealing with. I just think, you know, somebody needs to hear that, say, I don't know, but God's bigger than that. So yeah, thank you so much, Angela, for sharing your love to encourage others, because I'm already fired up. I'm like, who else can be encouraged today? You know, I'm just getting all sorts of warmed up, but I just appreciate your love and compassion for others to share love Jesus. I mean, hey, we need more of that, and in such a way that's gentle and kind, and just, yeah, testimony for sure.
Absolutely, Jackie. Thank you so much. I've loved just being encouraged by you, and keep running your race, girlfriend.
Thank you so much.
Well, was that not just the most encouraging conversation? Angela, you're such a light. Thank you for coming on the show today. And you know what? Everybody who wants to hear more Crown Conversations, that was your answer to number three. I'm going to give you an answer. I'm going to give you an answer to number three. Where else can you find more Crown Conversations? Well, go ahead over, click the link in the show notes so you can find more Crown Conversations by Angela and the rest of the Dream Team, the Crown Conversations that Angela was just talking about. I'd love for you to check it out. And there's more links in there on where to find more information about Pendel Women's Ministries and where to find them. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Don't forget to fill up my bucket today and go ahead and write a rating review on Apple Podcasts so that more people can be encouraged just like you. Share this with your friends on your stories. What were your takeaways? What restored your own crown to its unique gems and shininess of whatever else is on there that you imagine? What restored you today? That's ultimately what I want to know. And you can go ahead and share that with others on your Instagram, wherever you're at, wherever you're landing for social media. So thank you again for joining me today, and I hope you all have a wonderful, wonderful day.